periodic review systems. In the periodic review system, also known as the fixed reorder cycle inventory model, an order is placed at regular intervals. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the fixed reorder cycle inventory model in part as follows. A form of independent demand management model in which an order is placed every time units. The order quantity is variable and essentially replaces the items consumed during the current time period. If M is the maximum inventory desired at any time, and X is the quantity on hand at the time the order is placed, then, in the simplest model, the order quantity equals M minus X. The quantity M must be large enough to cover the maximum expected demand during the lead time plus a review interval. A related term is periodic replenishment, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as a method of aggregating requirements to place deliveries of varying quantities at evenly spaced time intervals rather than variably spaced deliveries of equal quantities. In a periodic review system, the order point is not an inventory amount but a defined date. At the designated interval, an order is placed. In this way, periodic review is the opposite of the order point system. An order point system that varies when to order can be impractical in environments where there are thousands of inventory items to reorder on different dates, especially if sets of these items can be reordered using a common shipment and can be added as line items to a single order. Since order cost includes transportation and ordering, consolidating orders will save on order costs. Rather than posting many transactions to inventory, it can be simpler and less costly to post multiple transactions during a single review period. This will frequently be true in retail, supermarkets, and online shopping distribution centers. A periodic review system will make more sense in these cases. Periodic systems are also used for perishable items with a short shelf life, because often the order interval is short, in part due to necessity and in part because ordering costs can be kept low. Exhibit 6-23 shows that, unlike the regular sawtooth pattern formed when the order quantity is fixed, a periodic review system will allow lot sizes to vary in the exhibit. Q1, Q2, and Q3 have different order sizes, but will always order on a fixed schedule. At each order point, a replenishment order is placed that will move inventory closer to the target level, including the anticipated inventory use during the order lead time. Exhibit 6-23, periodic review system. Note that the order intervals called review period duration R below are fixed, identical in length, as are the order lead times called lead time duration or L below. Orders are placed at the start of the review period and end when the next review period begins. The review period is set in this way because the order is based on the demand during the review period. Much like the order point system, this will be a demand per time period, such as per week or more often per day, since the order intervals are often weekly. As indicated in the definition, the order quantity will be the target level, or the maximum inventory level minus the quantity on hand. So the first thing to determine is this target level, T. This requires knowing demand per period, D, lead time duration, L, review period duration, R, and safety stock, SS. For example, assume that multiple items are ordered every 7 days with a lead time of 2 days. One of these items has average demand of 50 units per day, and there are 100 units of safety stock. The target maximum inventory level is calculated as follows. The order quantity may vary in the periodic review system, since it is the amount of inventory that is required to bring the total inventory to a maximum. The quantity, Q, ordered equals the target inventory, T, minus inventory on hand, I, or if I is 150 units during a particular review period, Q can be calculated as follows. Because the inventory will continue to fall after the order is placed during the lead time, the replenishment will reach the maximum inventory only if demand is zero during the lead time. Therefore, it is important to ensure that an item's total inventory is sufficient to cover demand during both the order review period and the order lead time. If carrying costs are less significant, exact estimates of sales or usage are not necessary.